With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A former congressman says the U.S. should look to Africa as a new source of critical rare earth minerals currently being supplied by China. Bob Agnew reports.
Former Utah Congressman Chris Stewart says the trade war with China should be a wake-up call.
The national security industrial base is dependent on these critical minerals.
Stewart says it's time for the U.S. to look for new partnerships for rare earth minerals.
Why not help some of our friends in Africa? Help them develop economically.
He says it's vital the U.S. develop a new and more reliable source of rare earth minerals.
The national security implications and the economic security implications are just enormous.
Stewart was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, newly released federal statistics show an estimated 1 in 31 U.S. children have autism, marking another jump in a long string of increases. The previous estimate in 2020 was 1 in 36. Boys continue to be diagnosed more than girls. At a news conference, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the autism epidemic is real, and it's due to environmental exposure.
This is a preventable disease. We know it's an environmental exposure. It has to be. Genes do not cause epidemics. They can provide a vulnerability. You need an environmental toxin.
In Chicago, suburban Hoffman Estates man is accused of attacking two Jewish students at Chicago's DePaul University. Adam Erkin has been charged with two felony counts of a hate crime and aggravated battery causing great bodily harm. The attack happened November 6th outside the DePaul Student Center on North Sheffield Avenue. The victims, Max Long and Michael Kaminsky, filed a lawsuit against DePaul earlier this month, alleging the university was negligent and failed to protect their safety while on campus. This is SRN News. The White House is observing Holy Week with presidential messages and events.
The period between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday is especially meaningful for Christians, and the White House is marking the occasion.
The White House Faith Office has put together an extraordinary week-long celebration currently underway for Holy Week ahead of Easter Sunday.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says in addition to President Trump's Holy Week proclamation, the White House hosted a pre-Easter dinner with religious leaders on Wednesday night. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The president of the Religious Freedom Institute is urging the Trump administration to address religious persecution in Nigeria. At least 40 people were killed when Muslim gunmen attacked a Christian farming community last weekend, the latest in an increasing wave of violence in the West African country. David Trimble is calling for strong leadership from the United States in the matter. This is SRN News. Some Israeli leaders would prefer military action to arms talks when dealing with Iran, but the U.S. disagrees. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Plans for a main military strike against Iranian nuclear sites that would have featured American air power flying cover for Israeli commandos on the ground have been shelved in favor of a U.S.-led diplomatic engagement with Iran. The New York Times reports that the decision came amid disagreement among Trump administration officials after the Ayatollah reversed his position, opening the door to indirect negotiations. Those opposing the main mission, Director of Intelligence Gabbard, Defense Secretary Hegseth, Vice President Vance, and Chief of Staff Wiles, saw a low chance of success and the ability to revert to the military option if talks fail. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.